After a break, Congress is back in session beginning today. There is plenty of work to be done, addressing the debt ceiling, considering tax reform, perhaps rethinking health care once again, and more. During the recess, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton sat down with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics, to discuss these items and the continuing conversation regarding Confederate monuments.
A lot of explosion on the front centered around race and race relations here since the Charlottesville incident a couple of weeks ago. And it has centered a new debate on this need or purpose for having Confederate monuments in the South in particular. Do you think that that debate is one worth having? Do we need to talk about what these Confederate monuments symbolize? Do they motivate these contemptible little men, as you called some of the white supremacists
The former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, I thought, made a good point, is that it's good to have our history in front of us. The Civil War was the worst war in American history. More Americans died in that war almost than every other war combined. And that's something that we should never let the next generation of Americans forget, nor should we forget why we fought the Civil War. It was to vindicate the founding promise of America that all men are created equal and they're endowed by God with equal rights, no matter their race, their sex, or any other thing.
It did lead to the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments.
So. Yes, right. Which in their own way are the most enduring monuments of the Civil War. As Abraham Lincoln said in the second inaugural as well, this is not something that the South did alone. This was something that America had done, and that he viewed the Civil War as something that America had to go through together, that both the North and the South had to take responsibility for what had happened through the sin of slavery, and that was the basis for a just and lasting peace and reunification of the country. So I think it's appropriate to have the debate about these monuments. I think it's best had at local levels in our cities, in our counties, in our states, rather than trying to impose a one-size-fits-all approach.
True.
And I think that there are certainly grounds for discriminating and distinguishing between types of monuments or the people to whom you build those. Robert E. Lee was a great general who made a bad mistake. He went on to help promote reconciliation and peaceful reunification, for instance. There are other people who were in the Civil War who cannot make that claim. So I think it's appropriate to have those kind of debates. I don't think it's healthy to try to paint with a broad brush or to take these monuments down in the middle of the night or for vandals to go out and destroy them either. I think the healthiest thing in the long run is to let a democratic debate proceed and let people decide what they want to do, whether that's at the city, county, or state level.
All right, we'll watch as that unfolds. All right, I'm gonna do some quick hits here, so you gotta speak in sound bites at this point.
I'm a senator,
time,
I'm gonna give you long answers.
I know. A bunch of things on the congressional agenda when you guys come back. 30 seconds or less, what's gonna happen on healthcare?
I don't know what's going to happen on healthcare. to be honest with you, Obamacare is not getting better, and we're going to have to revisit healthcare. That may not happen next month. It may not happen the next 4 months. But too many Arkansans are still going to pay premiums that are increasing and losing access to their doctors. So that may be more targeted, specific reforms to try to bring down the cost of insurance for Arkansans. But trying to repeal Obamacare as we did over the summer is not going to be on the immediate agenda because it was clear that we didn't have the votes to do so, as much as I would like to have done so.
30 seconds or less. What's going to happen on taxes when you get back?
I think we'll get a tax bill passed.
What will it look like?
Hopefully it'll look good for Arkansas businesses and families. Put a little more money in the pockets of Arkansas families at the end of the month and at the end of the year, and make it easier for our businesses to comply with the tax code and spend more money on their employees and on their customers as opposed to spending it to Uncle Sam.
Debt ceiling, 30 seconds or less. What's going to happen on
the debt ceiling will be increased. I hope it's increased with some kind of accompanying reforms to our budgeting and our spending processes.
Will you vote for it either way?
I'll wait and see what the final legislation looks like.
Maybe.
But the debt ceiling has frequently, in recent times, been an occasion when you can adopt reforms that hopefully result in spending a little bit less and spending taxpayer dollars more wisely. That's what I would like to see.
Senator Tom Cotton talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics, during the congressional recess. You can hear more from that conversation and read about other Arkansas news at talkbusiness.net.